one collective gardening movement, and maybe under this, as a group or as future actions, we are planning to make some guerrilla gardening in some public places or the parks. But first of all, maybe I can introduce you our movement, how we start and which with which aim we start. We are with some of young people. We were a member of one movement in Europe, which called Reclaim the Fields movement. And this is one movement that young peasants or landless and prospective people who want to resume the control of food production. And under this Reclaim the Fields movement, we attend some meetings in different parts of Europe, such as France, Spain, and Germany. And we say, why we don't start to make something also in Slovenia? Because we are a group of people who are studying right now in Ljubljana. And we said, okay, how we can start? If we make one presentation of Reclaim the Fields, then we can maybe gather people who are interested with this idea. And we talked with the Anarchist Info Shop, and they were really strong supporter of us because they had now one project, NAPAT. I don't know if you know. And this is NAPAT is a kind of a radical community education. And they like the idea because this under this collective gardening, we are the people from city. I mean, we are city people who doesn't know how to grow, or we don't have enough experience. We are not peasants, or we are not farmers. Maybe our family is coming from there. And they say, no, we say our aim is to learn all together as collective learning. And so they said, okay, let's make all together one presentation, and we take some support from another collective from Budapest. And we prepare in the middle of March, we prepared one presentation in Anarchist Info Shop. And we gather people. We are for now like 55 people. And most active, actually, we can say that we are 20 people.
If you can tell me some more about the tradition of this type of gardening and guerrilla gardening as well in Europe. You've mentioned some cities. What else can you tell us? How long is this tradition going on?
Oh, I don't know how long it is tradition, but I'm trying during my travel in Europe, I'm trying to visit these gardens or collectives, let's say, because for example in Spain, I visit Can Mazdeu, and they have also some social center and a collective garden, and you can go there and work there, and it was really good. And it's very common actually in Spain, in France, in Germany, Sweden, and Norway. This country is amazing for the collective garden.
Basically, the general idea of this type of gardening is growing vegetables on public property inside the city.
Yes, exactly. Actually, to grow vegetables in city center. Some spare areas, because in the city, if you walk around and if you are aware of these places, there is a lot of places which are just used for grass growing or some green areas. But if you use these areas for vegetable, and if you spread the idea of being awareness of your own food production or consumption, this is the main idea. I mean, self-sufficiency, or let's say autonomy over the food production.
But the green areas in the city center are, first of all, there are quite few of them, and they're pretty small. So what's the point in growing vegetables there if it's not enough to feed a bigger number of people? Is it just a gesture?
If you don't demand big numbers, I think these all areas are enough. I don't know if I understand through your question.
Yeah. So basically,
the demand is because if we put our demand really high, then it's really difficult to reach this aim. But if you say, because this is this collective means solidarity and behaving all together, and you have to shade. You, for example, in our garden, we are not growing for ourselves. Our aim is to establish one social social kitchen and cook for people.
Where would this kitchen, public kitchen, be located?
Probably in info shop, anarchist info shop.
Okay.
We don't know yet because we just started. It's very new movement that almost 2 months, and our vegetables started to grow right now. They are very small, but we have to put some future aims, future perspectives.
And would you grow only vegetables, or would you, for example, plant flowers?
For now, just vegetables, because we are in the beginning. But in the future, we are thinking to also grow some medicinal herbs, maybe, and also flowers. And plus, okay, it's not our group also is not making only growing vegetables. Also, we are trying to arrange, trying to organize some presentations or public presentations. And we will choose different topics, and we will organize these meetings.
Can you explain how the whole process goes? So you go around the city center and look for suitable green areas, and then just decide to collectivize it, or what's the plan?
Oh yeah, firstly, we gather all these people who are interested with this urban agriculture. And then we are regularly meeting once time or two times in a week, because we are not making only practical side. We are trying to combine theoretic and practical. And in these meetings, we are discussing some global agricultural issues, such as GMOs, seed banks, or how to compost, and how we can start. And in the first meeting, because the people, we said firstly our aim, and then in the first meeting we said, okay, let's take the Ljubljana map and how to say, point the places which are possible to use. And then we had 12 possible gardens, let's say, or green areas. And we established one research action group, and they were visiting these different places and try to get information from environment, from local people around there, and also with their observation. And then in the meetings, they are presenting these places, and we decide all together, okay, let's go to visit this, and or let's go to start this one.
So you talk to the local community before
yes,
collectivizing?
Yes. For example, now we start one second garden, and this area is used for 20 years by all the people, all the local people. And when they saw us, they were really welcome to us, because they are all very nice that young people are also interested to grow their own vegetables. They are really nice, and they start to give their knowledge about water or soil, because for us also it is important that, you know, the past knowledge or experiences of the old people.
If the local community is against, for example, growing vegetables around them, would you do it anyway, or?
Yeah, then there is this guerrilla gardening, because if you guerrilla gardening is making using this parks or this green areas, which also if public doesn't support you, then you make it as a guerrilla, as a secretly. And then when they saw that the vegetables are growing, what they can do? They can't cut these ones. And there's really a lot of different ways to reach the public society. And if you go nicely, and if you tell your ideas, then I think there won't be any problem.
How do you intend to take care of the gardens that you set up? I mean, how do you follow the progress of the vegetables?
Actually, we are not exactly, before, as I said, we are not experts. We are really a group from different backgrounds, and also different countries, and from different cultures. And we go together, at least, or some people who can come that day, And we discuss in the garden, okay, let's put, for example, put tomatoes here. And we have one book, or we are trying to find books or experiences. And we discuss all together. And then this is like an experimental. We are learning all together. If it won't work this year, next year maybe it will. We will try to find another, system.
What about, for example, the communal services that look after the green areas of the city, that go around and lawn the grass? Do you worry about that, that they will maybe destroy your products?
Sometimes we are talking, because now they are saying in summer they will start to destroy these city gardens, and this kind of news are reaching us, but we will find a way, I think.
Did you get in touch with the city administration about this subject? Did you talk to the city officials?
No, but we contact with some unions or društva or non-governmental organizations that we talk, and they gave us not support, but they said, oh, this is really good idea. But when you tell this, it seems like it won't work. But maybe 1 year later, when we show that with the proof that it is working, we will take some more support. But for now, I think we are really self-sufficient group. Everything is going well.
You said you had two gardens already
set
up.
Yes.
Can you tell us the locations of the gardens, or are those secret?
Not secret, but two of them is very exactly in the city center, in Ljubljana. One is very close to Metelkova, and one supporter gave us this land. And the other one is near the river. Ljubljanica River, if you follow. There were some spots. There were some spare areas, and we asked our neighbors, that these old people, and they said, yeah, you can come and start.
We talked about the gardening in public areas. What do you feel about guerrilla gardening, for example, on private green areas that could be used in a better way?
For private areas, we have also another idea. Just to knock the doors and ask them nicely. I mean, we have this kind of idea, can we help you in your garden? Because we have this kind of project, or we have this experience. And if they say yes, even if they say one or two of them say yes, then we can show as an example to their neighbors. Because the aim is to help also to spread the idea. And but first of all, for guerrilla gardening, we are thinking to use public areas, not private.
I would like to go back to taking care of the gardens. If this will work on a bigger scale, not just one or two gardens, but for example, 10 or 15 gardens in Ljubljana, you will have to have a centralized system that the group will know what is growing where, and in what phase is it growing.
Yeah.
So do you think about that maybe?
How we are making, for now we have also this system, because if you have two garden, and because everybody is not going in one exact day, we don't have also one working timetable or this kind of hierarchical stuff or control or authority. But you say that you are going on Monday, and we have one mailing list, and we say if anybody wants to come, or with the phone. And we are organizing in 1 day or in 2 days. And we have responsible people from these gardens. Everybody can go there, can go and work there, but there are responsible people who knows what we grow. And after, when we finish the seeding or growing the garden, we make one time schematic... we make one schema or the painting. We write on one paper that we put, for example, the salad here, three lines, or here, and we draw all the garden so everybody knows where is it something.
What are the most popular vegetables you grow?
There is not much very popular one. We are trying to use very local seeds. and local vegetables, and but mostly in the garden, first garden, because we finished the first garden for by planting, we put more beans, because in Slovenia you have different kind of beans, and we want to try these ones, but we are trying to use local ones.
I suppose you won't be using any chemicals.
No. We are using, we are completely nature. We are trying to grow our vegetables naturally.
Did you get in touch maybe with the Farmers Union or some
yes,
association
we,
of farmers?
Yeah, we have contact with them in first day in when we start. And they said, oh, it's very good idea. And they invite us their meeting, but we didn't have time. But we have contact, yeah. And maybe in the future we are thinking to make some common things or to visit their farms together with the group and to learn from them.
I suppose your group who is practicing this is open for any people?
Yeah, it is open for everybody.
Can you tell us where to apply? I mean, so the listeners can know where to send emails.
I can say we have next meeting on Wednesday, this Wednesday on 12th of May. At 7:30, we are meeting in front of Anarchist Info Shop. If somebody is interested, you can come. Otherwise, we have one mailing list, lugarden@googlegroups.com.
Okay.
You can send your invitation for being member of the mailing list to take the NIS. And we can add you to, because we are open for everybody, especially young people or students.
And if they have experience in gardening, that's better.
Oh, yeah, we will appreciate this one.
There is a pretty big grass field behind the parliament in Ljubljana. Do you think that land is suitable for gardening?
Why not?